Good evening. This is a beautiful day to be alive. It's a beautiful day to serve the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And on this Thanksgiving, the eve before Thanksgiving, I was working this afternoon on this, and I knew maybe a month ago that I'd be doing the Thanksgiving service, and I was just grateful that I could do that. And not leaving last teams the last minute, but you write something, you think about something, you pray about it, and then you just sit down and say, you know, I'm just going to let His hand move mine. Mm-hmm. And what is Thanksgiving? We talk about Thanksgiving. To boil it all down, Thanksgiving is gratitude directed toward God. That's simple. How do we start? Where do we start to give thanks, and who do you give the greatest thanks to and the gratitude for what you have? Thanksgiving Day is when we gather with our family and our friends and celebrate God's goodness and thankfulness for all He has given us. I put together a list of 5 different things that I'm very thankful for. And maybe this list is something you can add to your list. Number 1 on my list is my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I thank Him for how He has loved me, how He's provided for, think of how much He's provided for you. Think about how He's provided for you, and to take a good look at what His presence in your heart has made you what you are today, and what you will become tomorrow, and what you will become eternally. Read Colossians 3:15 through 16. I'll read that for you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in your rich to dwell in you richly, and teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God for the Father through Him. We as thankful Christians can wholeheartedly worship Jesus Christ. You see, gratitude opens our hearts to God's peace. This gratitude fills our hearts with love. This forms the connection that binds us with Jesus Christ. Those who are not in Christ are disconnected people. They constantly calculate what's wrong with their life, overlooking the real blessings that they need to be thankful for. Relationships we also need to be thankful for are our spouses, our family, our friends, and very important, our Christian family. That's number 2 on my list. Families, friends, and our Christian family. We not only give thanks to them, to God, but also we need to thank them personally. First of all, I thank Pastor Mark for leading us, for being our pastor, for showing us by example each Sunday, each Wednesday, and day-to-day life paths that we need to take. I thank Dr. Shirley for showing us how to pray and pushing that envelope to make us really dig down deep and try to understand and receive the Word of God. I thank Linda for living by example, showing us each day by her ministries to all the places she goes and all the hearts that she touches how it needs to be done with the grace of God. And last but not least, I thank my wife for leading me to Christ. It was many years ago. Mm-hmm. I look to all our church family here, to Helen, to Franny, to all those that come to our church, and thank them for supporting us, not only by being here, but supporting us with their hearts and with their love. That bright smile we see on their face when they walk in, the hugs, that's a family. That's people caring about each other. Thank you, Jesus, for all the memories. Remember the song, Thanks for the Memories. I think about Thanksgiving and I think about all the memories. I think about times when the friends and family that are no longer with us. I think of how some of that of our families work so hard to make Thanksgiving a special day. How hard they worked, and the food and everything, all the preparations they made, and all that done with love. I think and I remember the times when we were away, when we couldn't be there for Thanksgiving. Times when we were overseas, or times when we just couldn't financially make it to go back home. That in itself is a lesson for us. Now we know that heartfelt not having a love and family and friends together. We know what that means. We know how to cherish those times along with the good. This is how we understand the separation of love shared by being together. This helps us understand the gratitude and the thankfulness. And can you see how the Father in heaven feels when we stay separated from Him? Can you see and understand how Jesus holds us and loves us when we offer up praise and truly thankful for Him? Number four, thank Him for your material possessions. You have whatever you have, no matter how great or how small, He's in it. Thank Him for my blessings. I thank Him for the provisions and for sustaining my needs and showing me the direct difference between needs and wants. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Declare this Thanksgiving a celebration of the gift of Jesus Christ. Thank Him for faith and hope. Thank Him with all that gather with you. And speak boldly on this Thanksgiving of your heart-filled blessings, even if you are separated from the ones you love. Thank God for that love that's in your heart for them that you're separated from. In Colossians 4:2, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. In Romans 1, 21 and 22, for although they know God, they never glorified Him as God, nor gave Him or gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man, or birds or animals. I will praise God's name in song and glory with thanksgiving. Psalm 69, 30, 31. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull, more with his horns and his hoofs. See, Jesus doesn't need a burnt offering. He wants our hearts filled with love and thanksgiving. By accepting Him and having Him in your heart and having Him at your table and offering Him all that you have. He, the Lord Jesus, will give you more than you ever can imagine. He brings to our table the greatest of all gifts, eternal life with Him in heaven and fulfilling life on earth serving Him. Start a new Thanksgiving tradition. Witness to others what you are thankful to Jesus for. If you're at a Thanksgiving dinner over the holidays after the meal's main course is over, share the greatest dessert with all. The sweetest taste is a heart full of love. Serve up a big plate of it. Believe me, there's always room for it, even if you're stuffed. Bring back some old traditions. One good one is, you go around the table and have all, one by one, name something they are truly thankful for. You may be surprised at what you hear. Thankful for grace. This is number 5 in my final thankful. Thankful for a grace given by God. In 2 Corinthians 9:14 through 15, and in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for His incredible gift. Yeah, that was 2 Corinthians 9:14 and 15. And Romans 1:8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. Here at Great Hope Christian Fellowship, we are truly being blessed. We are, through our website, we are living this scripture. Today, the word is going all over the world. What a Thanksgiving we have. This year, to be able to share the good news with those we do not even know. If you're listening to us, let it be known that we pray for you to understand that Jesus Christ can come into your hearts now. No matter where you are or what time it is, you can take the step that changes your life forever. By accepting Jesus Christ in your heart and as your Lord and Savior, and believing that He is the one and only Son of God, sent by God to be sacrificed for your sins, as He defeated death by the crucifixion on the cross and then taking all the sins of man upon Him. He arose from the dead, showed Himself to the apostles and to multitudes. He rose, He saved, He lives. Let Him live in your heart. Ask Him in. Be born again. In Matthew 7:7-8, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Be persistent in pursuing God. Don't give up after a few half-hearted efforts. Go all the way in, and go all the way in with your heart. Knowing God takes faith, focus, and follow-through. Jesus answers us that we will be rewarded. Don't give up. Continue to ask for more knowledge, patience, wisdom, love, and understanding. You truly will be thankful and thanksgiving. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do truly thank You for all You have given us on this. The greatest of all is Your Son, Jesus. We are thankful through Him we see the abundant love that You have for us. Through Him we receive the blessings of a heart filled with love, faith, grace, and hope. We are thankful through Jesus, the Son of God, we receive the way to heaven and the only way to heaven. We are thankful for the greatest of all gifts, eternal life with You in heaven. Jesus, that we ask You that this Thanksgiving holiday, we are given the truth in our heart and what we truly need to be thankful for. and to lead others to be thankful to you. Jesus, protect and give comfort to all who serve in our military and support services worldwide. Give them the love and the fellowship they may be missing. Hold in your loving arms all those that are working and may be absent from the Thanksgiving table. Fill their hearts with the bounty of your love. And Lord, thank you for letting us serve you with thanksgiving. I ask in the name above all names, the Son of God, the Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, Thanksgiving is a great time to let the life of his love shine through to all. Why don't you help turn on that light? Turn that switch in your heart from dark to light. See what we need to be truly thankful for by looking to your heart. In true faith, others will see. They may be able to find that light switch, piercing the darkness so they can find that switch that lightens a darkened heart. God bless you, and let Jesus Christ be in you always. Amen.